Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several of those languages are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are tuning in for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this promise of Jesus that he is preparing a place for us with you. Father, we long for that day when sin will be forever banished and righteousness will rule in the earth and in the hearts of all men and women. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth. I pray for my listening friend to understand where he or she can find the true bread that they seek. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, bread has been called the staff of life. It's usually made from grain, wheat or barley, rye, or even rice. And you know, grain was the first food that was given to man at creation. When God made man, he said, "You may eat of the herb of the field," and grain is usually grown in the field. However, during the trip from Egypt to Canaan, when God was bringing the children of Israel into his land, God provided a different kind of bread for them. It was called manna, and he gave it to them daily. The Bible tells us it was white like coriander seed when it lay on the ground, and it was sometimes called bread from heaven. And then when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included this idea in his model prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." Of course, that kind of bread only satisfies for a short time. And whether it is the bread we now make, or whether it is the bread we pray for in the model prayer, or even the bread from heaven that God gave to the children of Israel, it only lasted for a day. We might ask the question, is there better bread? Oh yes, there is. There is true bread. And Dr. Yoder will read about it now from John chapter 6, and verses 30 to 40, and then he will teach us about this true bread.
Therefore they said to him, that is Jesus, "What sign do you show then, so we may see and believe you? What do you work?" "Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses did not give you that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him who comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that all which he has given me I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In our Bible text, I find several ideas which will help us understand the true bread. First, a compelling demonstration. They said, "We want a sign." They said, "We want you to demonstrate a sign. Make it visible. Make it tangible." Like Moses when he gave our fathers the bread in the desert. We want to see a sign from you. Make it a compelling demonstration so we know what kind of work you are doing. Then they drew that illustration from Moses. They said, "Moses gave our fathers bread in the wilderness. They had manna, that bread from heaven. We want a compelling demonstration from you." Well, many today insist on demonstration beyond necessary proof. They said, "We must have a compelling demonstration, like the manna Moses gave to our fathers in the wilderness." Well, God did it once. Will he do it again? There's a second idea here, an imploring supplication. Jesus made a correction for these immediately, because he informed them that Moses did not give them the bread from heaven. The manna which God gave them in the desert was hardly the bread from heaven. It only did for them what ordinary bread would do, sustain life for time. Jesus said, "But God gives you the true bread from heaven, and that true bread is he who comes down from heaven. And once you come, why, you will find eternal life." That's the bread from heaven. Then there was their supplication. They said, "Lord, evermore give us this bread. Let it never cease. Let it always be our portion. The bread from heaven, that's what we want. A continual supply. Never let it stop." You see, they were still thinking in terms of that manna in the wilderness. They did not understand that their imploring supplication was much broader than they imagined. They just wanted it on a day-by-day basis, just like their fathers had when they were traveling in the wilderness. But it was an imploring supplication because they cried out like this, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." There is the third idea, a pressing invitation. Jesus said, I want you to notice very, very carefully how he answered them. "I am the bread of life. Now listen. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst." Do you see that this is a voluntary response to the invitation of Jesus? But that invitation is a pressing invitation. It is a very, very definite invitation. He who comes and he who believes will never hunger and will never thirst. But that is a willing response on him who comes and him who believes. I want you to notice further what Jesus said. He said, "All the Father gives me shall come to me, And him who comes to me I will in no wise cast out. My friend, that is absolutely sure. You need not have any question whatever about that. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out him who comes to me. That is absolutely certain. Then he further said, I will raise him up at the last day. That too is just as sure as God is sure, because Jesus said so. This pressing invitation is voluntary on your part. It is absolute on his part, because God will follow through with what he said. And Jesus made this absolutely clear. There is no alternative here, because Jesus confined his comments and his remark, his invitation, I should say, to what he said. He said, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. But he also said, you can come. You can come and never hunger. You can believe and never thirst. Think about these ideas. A compelling demonstration bred from heaven. An imploring supplication. Lord, evermore give us this bread. And a pressing invitation. Come and never hunger. Believe and never thirst.
My friend, have you found the living bread that Dr. Yoder spoke about? Have you found the only thing that really satisfies? You see, all the things that the world offers us, like wealth or fame or power or status, all those things can be lost in a moment, and they will never last beyond this life. But when you find Jesus as the living bread, the true bread, then you will find eternal life that is fully satisfying. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for it by its title, The True Bread. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The True Bread. I'd be happy to send one to you. And if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So, write to us today. Here's that contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember to ask for your free copy of this teaching, The True Bread. It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.